Hello everyone, welcome to Press TV's Top 5. The Syrian Information Minister says Saudi Arabia is responsible for death and destruction throughout the Muslim world today, including in Syria. Omran al-Zubi made the remarks in a television interview in which he advised Riyadh to halt its policy of terrorism against Syria and other regional countries, such as Iraq, Lebanon and Algeria. He'd particularly scathing criticism of the Saudi foreign minister, saying Saad al-Faisal has always driven Saudi policy towards failure. The comments came after a meeting between Faisal and his U.S. counterpart John Kerry. During the meeting on Monday, the Saudi official reportedly lamented the international community's inaction on the Syrian crisis, particularly the U.S. decision not to intervene militarily. Syria has long accused Saudi Arabia of being one of the main regional patrons of the foreign-backed militants, which provides military and financial support to them. Let's go to Idaho and talk to Mark Glenn, author and journalist. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Glenn, Saudi Arabia seems to be increasingly concerned about the regional developments. What do you expect the Saudis to do at this point in time?
What else can they do except to find some corner of the room and try to shield themselves from what is a tsunami of well-deserved criticism? The Saudis have been the ones primarily responsible for the deaths of several hundred thousand innocent people in Syria. And let's just keep in mind that this isn't the only time that the Saudis have cooperated with Israel and with America in destroying Islamic countries. As your newscast indicated earlier, you listed as well Iraq. And this goes all the way back to the very first Gulf War, which was almost 20 years ago. So Saudi Arabia really is in a position where she really cannot do anything except to squirm in a very uncomfortable situation that she has made for herself. And, you know, the question that we have to ask is, besides the known instances of Saudi Arabia collaborating with the United States and Israel to see innocent Muslims killed around the world, such as in Syria and Iraq, what other instances have taken place that we don't know about?
And it's interesting, we're seeing Saudi Arabia thinking twice about its relations with the West in light of the fact that the West is trying to mend its ties with Iran with regards to Iran's nuclear issue.
Well, Saudi Arabia is not going to think very far in this regard. Saudi Arabia is completely on the hook as far as her dependency for American money and military support goes. What is she going to do? Is she going to try to make alliances with Russia, knowing the close relationship that Russia enjoys with Iran? That's not going to happen. She'll make a few noises like any stuck pig would when they are cornered, but in the end, there's very little she can do except to cry and to complain about her situation, but in the end, she will be a dutiful slave.
And of course, in light of the fact that we saw the Arab Spring in the past 2 years, how much do you think Saudi Arabia will be literally affected by this spring?
Well, if the ruling family in Saudi Arabia decides to go their own course and to challenge the United States in terms of their foreign policy, in terms of American money and all the rest of that, then you will see a Saudi Arabian spring taking place, as we saw take place in Egypt and in Algeria and in other places. But as long as the ruling family continues to maintain their posture as a dutiful slave, then you won't see any uprisings in Saudi Arabia, as you have seen, as I said, in Egypt and Algeria and Tunisia and also in Bahrain.
Mark Glenn, author and journalist from Idaho. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.